kicking off 10 minutes of global events for a global audience. I'm Carl Azus from the CNN Center. For the first time since 2004, the U.S. government is recognizing a genocide. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the ISIS terrorist group is committing genocide, the mass murder of Christians, Shiite Muslims, and Yazidis in the nations of Iraq and Syria. The Obama administration had been criticized for its reluctance to use the term until now. On Monday, the House of Representatives passed a unanimous resolution to label some of ISIS's crimes as genocide. That vote and the administration's announcement don't require the government to take additional action against ISIS, but it could increase pressure on it to more aggressively fight the terrorists or to allow more refugees from Iraq and Syria into the U.S. This is video from 2014 on an Iraqi Air Force flight that rescued some Yazidis from a mountain in Iraq. ISIS had trapped and targeted them. An American student is now a prisoner in North Korea. 21-year-old Otto Warmbier was visiting the capital, Pyongyang, on a tour organized by a Chinese travel company. On January 2nd, he was arrested and accused of stealing a political banner from his hotel. Warmbier later admitted to the crime and said he was lured by the U.S. government to commit it. But it's possible that North Korean officials pressured him to read that statement. Warmbier was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor, a penalty that the U.S. State Department says doesn't fit the crime. Relations between the U.S. and North Korea are worse than usual, partly because of North Korea's nuclear program and the international penalties for it, partly because of annual military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea, which the North opposes.
Warmbier was on an organized tour when he was detained by the North Koreans on January 2nd.
What are the conditions he'll be facing?
He may be forced to work in agriculture, as it happened with other American prisoners. He may spend his days planting apple trees, for example. It will be fairly grueling forced labor. It is very likely that he will be interrogated by agents of the State Security Department.
Human rights groups say similar conditions were experienced by American missionary Kenneth Bay, who was held in North Korea for about 2 years. U.S. officials tell CNN they're working to secure his release and are urging Kim Jong-un's regime to pardon the young American. Kenneth Bay and another American, Matthew Todd Miller, had also been accused of perpetrating hostile acts against Kim's regime. They were given long sentences of hard labor, but released much earlier.
Based on previous such instances, I would say that Otto Warmbier would stand a fair chance of being released after about 6 months since his arrest.